Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Usui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empoweruacademy.org. That's empoweruacademy.org. Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary and my intrepid producer, Amanda Dowell, who is manning the fort as always. I am so happy to be here with you today. In spite spite of some of our technical glitches, and I want to apologize to everyone who is listening in today. But we are moving forward, and things are going very, very well. Everything's happy. All of the cats are doing really well in the space where we are right now. And my cat is healing as we speak at home. Before we begin, I would just like to remind everyone who is listening in that if you have any nutritional questions and you'd like some help with some of your most burning food issues, please don't hesitate to email me. You can reach me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. That's claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And if you also would like to talk to me about some supplementation specifically targeted to your needs, don't hesitate to let me know. You can always just email me or go to shop.com/Claudia Cleary, and you can find whatever it is that you are looking for. And I think at some point we'll probably have to do a show specifically about that site, because it could take up an entire hour just talking about that site alone. And it's not exclusively based on nutrition either. It is based on anything and everything that you could ever possibly want to buy. So with that being said, I would like to tell you a little bit about our guest today. She hails all the way from England. Her name is Janine Regan Sinclair, and she is the founder of Crystal Key Foundation. It's the 21st Century Mind, Body, and Soul Refinement. And I have her picture in front of me. What a beautiful woman. And she is a teacher, an author, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I am delighted to welcome her to our program. Janine, welcome.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic. That's very kind of you to say that about my photograph. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. It looks like you do some very specific and very interesting and unique things. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you into the path that you have chosen to work in hypnotherapy, and how you developed Crystal Key? Is it pronounced Crystal Key?
Crystal Key, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, well, basically, I spent 18 years as a designer, architectural designer in the building industry in the UK before going through a major trauma, which was the loss of my father. And that reawakened my childhood clairvoyance, and things just could dramatically change from there, really. That was about 12 years ago, maybe 12 years ago in July. And I became ill myself, so I went for some healing with a friend of mine who was a Reiki Sakim master teacher at the time. And I was just blown away by the energy and how much better I felt after even 1 hour. So I decided to train with her, and not long after I became a teacher myself, I was given some guidance to go and buy some canvases and some acrylic paints, and I started to paint just patterns, nothing, you know, no major Picassos or anything. And while I was painting, all this new concept of new healing system came into my consciousness, and I made notes of it and developed it, and it was Crystal Key. And basically, Crystal Key is working with diamond energy. It's now mixed with source. If you go through the colors of the rainbow and the chakra system in the body, when you get above the crown, you're into the white, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then source energy, which I see as pearl, opalescent, pearly energy. So initially, Crystal Key was the diamond energy, and I was taught to bring discs and nets through the body to remove and alter the frequencies of the energies in the body using it. And it's been upgraded 3 or 4 times since it was first channeled to me. Now it contains all the colors of the rainbow. It contains sound frequencies, and it's just amazing, really. It's a beautiful, beautiful energy. If people want to try it, they can go to my website, crystalkey.com, which is crystalki.com, and there's a 10-minute meditation of me actually bringing the diamond energy through you so that you can get feel for it if anybody's interested in workshops. You know, it's a good idea to try that. And I've actually got some online workshops coming up on the 5th and 19th of May by Skype. If anybody's interested in the US or anywhere else around the world, I've got a lady coming in from Australia, and I've got people coming in from America. So should be quite exciting. These are my first Skype live workshop. So hopefully Skype will be our friend that day.
Oh, I hope that it works out well for you. This is very, very exciting. This way you can reach people all over the globe. How wonderful is that?
It's fantastic. It's this is definitely something that I intend to, you know, to make a global, you know, phenomenon for people to work with, because that's what I was told when I was given it. They, you know, they actually, the words that came to me were, we're going to give you a new healing system. We want you to work with it, develop it, and teach the teachers and take it all over the world. So that was a bit daunting at the time. But I embraced the challenge. I went to study at night school and got my teacher training certificate in the UK. And it's been just an amazing experience ever since. And I've been using it myself every day to raise my own frequencies. There's lots of things out there to raise your consciousness, which is the mind. The crystal key teaches you to raise the frequency of your body and your DNA, your spiritual DNA as well. So this is mind and body healing. It's not just raising your consciousness. It's two separate areas. And obviously developing spirit as well.
Before you go on, I just would like to say how sorry I am at the passing of your father. You must have been very close if it caused such intense trauma for you. And also for people who are listening in, I think that it's important to recognize that different situations in life can have a different impact on you based on how much you're connected to different individuals or different people. So can you tell me a little bit, Janine, what sets crystal key healing apart from some of the other healing modalities that are out there already?
Well, the main thing really is the vibrational frequency that we're working with. It's as far as I'm aware, these are the highest frequencies available to us on the planet. I've more or less taken the last 5 years. I've written 10 books, at least 10 books in the last 5 years. I've got 4 published, but I've basically worked from home so that I could work with it and develop it and work on myself every day to see how far the human body can go through the ascension process before you actually become too light that you just float off, you know. So it's been a major adventure in that respect, and that's what my book's about. My books are about the second, third, and fourth books anyway are I've logged in a diaries and made it into a fictional adaptation on a character called Alethea, who is based on me. About how you actually upgrade your bodies. And by book 4, we're going into 58 strands of DNA. You know, a lot of people are only still talking about 12. Some people are talking about 28, but there are lots and lots more than that. And how to do it, really, and the ups and downs of life as a single mom and healer and having your own business and being an astral traveler and here on a mission from God. It's a really interesting story in its own right, but there's also valuable insight in there to what you can expect to happen when you go into other dimensions, when you're astral travel and this type of thing. So anybody who's interested in that, you know, would really enjoy them. They could be read just as a story if, you know, people wanted to. But for the people that are awake and on the spiritual path, there's a lot of very insightful information in there on what you can expect and what to do and what not to do, really. How, you know, some days I overdid it and took my body vibration too far too quickly in a day for it to cope with. And what happens to your nervous system when you do that? And what, you know, so it was a learning curve, but it was all logged. And I thought it was important to share that with the world. So there are more books to come. I've written more than I can edit.
Yeah. I'm looking at the titles of your books. You have The Angel, The Witch and the Warrior, Saving the World from My Bathtub. That alone right there, I want to read that one just from the title alone. And The Princess and the Pink Moon Leeches and The Avatar and the Crystal Key. Your books sound really wonderful. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the topics that each one goes through, just in like a synopsis or an overview of each one, the ones that are currently published and available?
The ones that are currently published and available are available on my website, but they're also available from Bookwell.com, which is an American company I publish with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So people go to crystalkey.com. There's a shop on my website. They can purchase the books there. And,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, if they do it that way, Amazon don't take a cut as well, so please go to my website.
Yeah,
and buy them
of
from
course.
There if you'd like to. The first book, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior, has 40 chapters on different subject matters. And I touch on things like, the reason I put this book together is because when I opened up spiritually first myself, I used to go to the bookshop and there were so many different books out there. It was quite confusing. And also, I found it difficult to read lots and lots. If a book doesn't grab me in the first couple of chapters, it doesn't get finished. So I decided to write a book that was full of short chapters of information rather than, you know, 80% packaging and 20% juicy information. So this has got 40 different chapters, 40 different subjects in there. And I cover things like the meaning of life, karma, science, meditation. I talk about angels, soul retrievals, permanent seed atoms, healing, chakras, what they mean, spiritual laws. I cover tie cutting and energy clearing. There's exercises in the book to teach you how to use Crystal Key on yourself if you want to, you know, to do that. And there's a download on the website as well for, I think it's $6. It's not expensive. Mm-hmm. So that you can learn to work on yourself. So that's the first book. It looks into many different areas. I've kept the language as simple as possible as well, so that it, you know, any age group can read it. I haven't used big words and too much heavy philosophy or spirituality or anything that people would find difficult to read, because I was asked to put this book together by Spirit, and they said this book is going to be for the masses, and you know, generally, that it needs to be kept simple and simple to read,
accessible. Yeah, something that people can read and relate to. And if your book is relatable, it's obviously something that's of value to people. If this is what they're looking to learn about, that's wonderful. There needs to be more of that. I've read some spiritually oriented books, especially when it comes to yoga, and some of those books are so difficult to read and absorb. And so having books out there like yours that are accessible and relevant to what people are dealing with right now is so helpful and so beneficial. All I can say is, you know, if there's anybody out there who would like to start to develop a connection with Spirit and to develop a library of their own for references, books like this would probably be a really good pick to start. So, yeah, that's a shameless plug for Janine's books.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's one of those books you can pick up at any time. And I've had people that are, you know, newbies read it. I've had a 10-year-old boy read this, and the oldest person that read it was an 84-year-old man. That was my oldest student, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that even if you're, you know, consider yourself an adept healer or practitioner, that you can open the book and there's some insight there. You know, you'll find a page which, maybe that's what's going on at this point, or this is something that I can look into.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other books, the Saving the World from My Bathtub, there's the simple story behind that one. The titles, the first one is based on me, really, for past life experiences, having been burned as a witch in a past life when I was a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider myself, you know, a light warrior, bringing the light to the planet. And that's where these, and when you go through certain initiations in the astral planes, you actually, you can, one of the layers I'll talk about that shortly, you go through is the angelic realm. So you actually get honorary angel wings. So that's where the title comes from. And the Saving the World from My Bathtub, I was in the park in the UK with a friend of mine a few years ago now. And I was saying to her about the things that, you know, that I'd been seeing in these other dimensions and working on the clearing the planet with Crystal Key energies and taking the fear out of the planet and this type of thing. And she said to me, you've got to write a book called Saving the World from Your Bathtub. And I thought, what a fantastic title. So I can't take the credit for that one. My friend Alex can take the credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
But That was the beginning then. I was just keeping diaries of what was going on with my healing and what was going on with my astral travels. I astral travel virtually every day. And Spirit said to me, keep writing these books. You know, you keep writing. These are going to be the books that are training manuals for, mm-hmm. you know, for spiritual development, which didn't cross my mind at the time because I was thinking, well, you know, who the hell cares what I'm up to in the astral planes? But once they said that to me, I thought, actually, they are teaching people what you can expect to come across and, you know, how to protect yourself and how to be safe and this type of thing. And the shortfall, you know, the pitfalls that you can find in the spiritual realms and things like that, because it's not all sweetness and light, you know, there mm-hmm. are other energies out there. So mm-hmm. I just kept going then, really, and I kept writing and writing. The second one, actually, has got some very interesting drawings in it that show soul implants in the body. Mm-hmm. And these are basically etheric implants that are placed in us by our souls before we incarnate into our physical body, and they fill spaces basically. And when these are removed, when you're on your ascension path, when you're healing yourself and you're upgrading, when these are removed, they open a space within you for your new downloads to come in from the universe. So what normally happens is you would take one of these implants out through in a healing session, then you'd be guided to do some kind of creative work, whether that's writing or knitting or crochet or painting, it doesn't matter, anything that you lose yourself in, that's when the abundance energy, the feminine energy comes in and you start to get your downloads from the universe, which are your higher levels of consciousness being frequencies, mm-hmm. being absorbed, you know, into your body and into your crown. So that's what the soul implants are about. So it's very interesting on that level, the second book. And then mm-hmm. by the time we go into the third book, you're working towards, this is the Princess and the Pink Moon Leeches. This one takes you through the higher levels of consciousness. And there's a chart in here that I refer to as the crystal key map of consciousness. Now, initially, the most famous map of consciousness, as far as I'm aware, is the one written by Dr. David Hawkins, who wrote the book Power Versus Force. Mm-hmm. And basically, he puts everybody on a scale between 0 to 1,000, and mm-hmm. below the level of 200 was below the level of integrity. So if you're in that level, you're still your frequency ranges are still greed, apathy, guilt, fear, blame, and that type of thing. Once you move above 200, you're moving into level 400, for example, is wisdom. 500, your heart's open. 600, your higher heart's open. 7, and that's the unconditional love, the higher heart, and they refer to the Christ consciousness there. 700, mm-hmm. Between 700 and 1,000, he considered to be the levels of enlightenment and put Jesus and Buddha in these. The thing is, this was written quite a long time ago now, and in my book I've channeled the new frequencies up to 11,000. So, for example, you've got at 950 Master, 1050 Enlightened Master, 1500 would be Ascended Master, mm-hmm. 1750 is Planetary Prince or Princess, and this is book 3. 2,000 is Emperor, 3,000 is God or Goddess, 3,500 is Saint, 4,000 is Avatar, 5,000 is Avatar Supreme, 6,000 is Rishi, 7,000 is Angel, that's when you get your honorary wings, Archangel is 8,000, Galactic Master is 9,000, and Oversoul is 10,000, and Time Lord is 11,000. So you can see by the titles here that there's some pretty amazing levels to be reached, and we're capable of reaching these levels. Mm-hmm. And that's what my teachings are about, giving people the tools to be able to access these higher levels of consciousness, not just on the level of mind, but actually purifying the body through eating, you know, a very pure diet, through working on their DNA, through healing themselves on a regular basis. People that come to my kind of third, fourth workshops, which the third is the practitioner one, and the fourth is senior practitioner, they're in a routine where they're using some form of meditation or healing every day on themselves. So their vibrational frequencies are extremely high and very pure, beautiful. So the third book is famed for this chart amongst, you know, lots of other adventures with Archangel Michael in the astral planes and on in these other dimensions. Plus, they are a love story as well. So there's lots going on in here. There's you know, there's information about Alethea's, the character's love life and her family life and this type of thing. And then moving on to the fourth book, which is The Avatar and the Crystal Key, this one again takes Alethea on a higher level journey through into beyond Rishi and Angel and Archangel and through these higher levels of consciousness. So she's actually going out to the temples in the pyramids in Egypt and having her DNA upgraded and all of these new downloads being brought into her body, which give her super psychic power and abilities. And that takes her up to Archangel level, which is 8,000 on the scale. When you think that the general population at the moment, there are probably about 600 above the level of 1,500 on this scale in the world. Generally, people are between, there's about 60% of the population of the planet are below 200, which is below the level of integrity, surprisingly enough. And generally, the rest are somewhere in between. They fall between the 200 and the 1500 range. So it's really giving people something to focus on their growth, you know, and chart their growth, because it's nice to know where you are and what's the next, you know, mountain to climb, really. And it can be a real mountain at times.
I have no doubt. So how do you think that you particularly have changed since you went to this path where you ended up shifting and you lost your father? You lost your father, and then you are to the point where you are now. I mean, would you say that on that path yourself, I mean, is this a self-ranking type of a numerical system? Can you look at this and then figure out exactly where you are on it if you're completely honest with yourself?
If I'm completely honest with myself, I'm not on that scale anymore. I'm into the next one, because I have to do it. I have to experience it to write about it. When people come to me, I can read their vibrational frequency immediately, so I know where they are on the scale and in their development. I'm very the main difference with me now is when I was younger, I was always needed to be around people, and I was one of these people rushing around all the time, you know, busy, busy, busy. Now I'm extremely laid back in my approach to life. I've changed my whole work ethos, so I do a lot of work from home now, which allows me to do my meditations and clearings in the morning. I'm not rushing out to be, you know, out at 9 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock. And my psychic abilities are phenomenal, and my ability to tune into my clients is as well. I can shake hands with somebody, and what's caused their illness in their body will come straight to me. What age they were, you know, when the initial sensitizing event happened, that's triggered it, whether it's a past life issue. I don't know if you've heard me on the other radio show I do with Jethro, but I give live readings and healing on air, and I don't use any divination tools at all. I connect, I converse on a soul-to-soul level, and the information comes straight to me. So on that level, the upgrades and all of this thing has made a huge difference to my ability. I don't need to practice breathing techniques to meditate or astral project anymore. I simply can close my eyes and step straight out into wherever I need to go, because my consciousness finds that a natural state to being. So I haven't, you know, normally you would prepare by breathing and preparing yourself to change consciousness states. But what I've actually done is anchored these levels into my physical body now. So I don't need to enter that state. People would use breathing exercises to raise their consciousness up to enter that higher level. Whereas what I've done is cleaned my body out to actually bring those higher levels into it. So that's my natural state now. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
I think so, yeah. I think so. We have a caller who has a question for you. Area code 705. Are you available? Would you like to ask Janine a question? Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the call.
You're welcome.
Hi.
So, I guess my question would be, can you tell me, or I mean, how important is it for me to know what my level is, or you know, on that scale?
I can tell you. Normally, I ask people to make a donation to my foundation for these things, and that's normally about $7. So that's your choice. You know, if you want to do that, you can go to the website, and there's a donation button on there. You're quite a high frequency. I can see that you've done quite a bit of work on yourself. You're falling above the ascended master level, and you're into round about 1723, which is between ascended master on the map of consciousness that I've got, and you're just coming into planetary princess, which in my books would be the book three. So 1750 is planetary princess. So one healing session on yourself would take you up to that level. So that's really good. That's a very good level. Very good level to be at. What that actually means is your vibrational frequency is resonating at that level. So it's resonating above ascending master level on the chart. So you're a powerful being, you know, very, very powerful. The other thing about this, the higher your vibrational frequency, the more powerful you are. Therefore, your karma is more severe because you're more evolved and you should know better. So it's important that people realize that, you know, you can't be given this power to raise through all of this map. You're becoming more and more powerful every attunement you go through. Your attunements will be happening in the astral planes while you're asleep at night if you're not consciously aware of it. So as you move up this map, you become much more a powerful being in the sense of spirit. And it's important that you realize that. So everything you give out goes out on a much more powerful level than it would somebody who, say, resonates at 500 or 600.
Well, see, I had been to a healer, and I had she used the David Hawkins Power versus Force. Actually, I found the chart for her, and so she felt I was only at 600 at the joy level. And
No, you're much, much higher than that. This is, you know, I can feel your energy.
So I really need to just, you know, keep doing my healing work,
something you might want to consider is to call Janine or get in touch with her. Maybe she can do some work with you too.
Oh, okay.
I do give healings. I've got offer for everybody that comes to me from the radio. In the UK, I normally charge the equivalent of $390, which would be a two-hour session with me, but it's very intense. We go into past lives, we go into Akashic Records, we go through your whole body with your higher self, very intense sessions. And that's on offer at the moment for $240 to anybody who comes through radio shows to me.
So it's $240, is that pounds or is that?
That's dollars.
Oh, so that's... I'm from Canada,
It's about £150, round about £150.
Okay.
The other thing to bear in mind is how are you with your diet and your because with this map you can sometimes have two readings on it. Now your consciousness may be much higher than your physical vibration. Do you see what I'm saying? So you may resonate at 2,000 or 3,000 on a level of consciousness because you're well read and you've got a lot of spiritual knowledge, but your vibrational frequency of your body may only be 800 because you're still eating sugar and wheat and drinking and smoke. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm not saying that your friend is wrong. What I'm saying is that your vibrational, you know, the vibrational frequency I'm being given for you is at planetary princess level, which is the 1750 on the new map. Your vibrational frequency, I would be surprised if it's 600, though, because I think you're higher than that.
Well, I think you're right. I think that my diet is not good. I'm working on it, and I know I have to do more work on that. Getting away.
If you need some help, if you need some help with your diet, you're more than welcome to email me if you'd like. Claudia.Cleary@yahoo.com. When I'm not on the radio and I'm not teaching yoga, I do talk to people and help them tweak their diet so that they can become healthier. And that is a very big foundation for a lot of people. It's what you end up doing in the kitchen, and it makes a huge difference. And I know Janine would agree with this.
Absolutely.
What you eat has a long-term impact on your health and your well-being. And it's a really good foundation for people in spiritual practices. And typically, a lot of people who work in spiritual practices, they focus so much on spirit. And I've noticed this. It's not across the board, but I see it a lot of times with many people. They tend to focus so much on spirit that they tend to sort of push their physical and the diet a little bit to the side. And then they end up having to revisit it at some point or another. And so it's a really helpful thing for, I think, a lot of people to remember that, you know, the correct choices in diet for you and the correct supplementation, the correct form of exercise, all of that plays a huge role in how your body ends up responding and how you end up developing spiritually. And it's amazing, too, because a lot of people think, okay, if I focus on that, am I neglecting spirit? It's not the case. They're all interconnected.
Yeah. The other important thing is where your food is sourced from as well. If your food is being sourced from for example, being imported from a war-torn area on the globe, it's going to have those energies in it. So it's very important to ask God to bless your food and your water
mm-hmm.
before you eat it
yeah.
because it affects the vibrational frequency of it. The simple things like that can really make a difference. Food has a huge impact on your vibration, as does, you know, your music, everything. The music you listen to, television, it all has an effect on your vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, buddy. No, I appreciate that because, you know, my diet has been neglected in of past, but I have, a week ago I started doing some serious working, but I will be in touch with you.
Oh, glad to hear that. Definitely. I would be honored to be able to help you.
Well, thank you. And thanks, Janine.
You're very
welcome. That's great.
You're welcome.
If I can get your email address or your website again, because my internet went down on me, so.
Okay, it's crystalki.com. That's crystalki.com. And there's a contact page there. If you just let me know that you called me on Claudia's show, because I do speak to a lot of people.
I can understand that too, Janine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's really wonderful. I appreciate that. And thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank
we have
you.
Another. You're welcome. We have another caller, area code 705. Welcome to, 619. I apologize.
I'm just listening. Thank you.
Hello?
I didn't realize I pushed one. I was just listening.
You're just listening?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we really appreciate having you here. Janine, this is really useful information for our listeners. I think it's really important for people to understand that everybody is across the spectrum when it comes to their development, whether it is developing an appreciation for spiritual food, developing an appreciation for connection to spirit through the work that through healing work. Can you talk a little bit about there was actually a couple of questions, and they just sort of flew out of my head as I was listening to the caller.
see if I can find out where I was.
I need to let you know about my programs as well, because they'll help people with, especially the spiritual growth ones.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I wanted to ask you about. It was about the healings and what you do with the 21-day detox. You had said about your programs, and this is a mind detox for people, to just help to clarify this. This has to do with energetic work. Am I correct in this?
Yeah, the 21-day mind detox is a treatment that I developed a few years ago now that works with, I'm an energy practitioner, a spiritual healer, psychic healer, and I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist, and I also work with NLP. So I developed this treatment, and this again was guided, that people come to me with all sorts. It could be a disease, an addiction, a fear. It doesn't really matter, because I break down everybody to energy at the end of the day anyway. And so basically, let's say somebody came to me with a fear then, or an addiction. I regress them back using breathing techniques to take them into a semi-trance state. I regress them back to find the cause of the problem, whether it's in this life or in a past life. Then we work through that. We work through the body, and we clear the energies associated with this that are held in the organs and stored in the nervous system and the cells and so on. And they're cleared using the crystal key energy. And then I set that up to work on. And then I take them into their subconscious mind using imagery to allow them to release the bulk of what's causing the problem. So all of the trauma memories, the beliefs, you know, the experiences and so on, they're all stored. So we're using visualization to clear that. Then I set that up to work for the following 21 nights, actually. I work on them while they're asleep, and they receive the diamond energies brought through them every night for 21 nights to clear the residue energies away. Because I work on the premise that it takes 21 days to program a habit or anything into the body. So therefore, I work on 21 days to remove. It just sits well with me. It feels right, the right thing to do. So it's not just mind. It's actually clearing the body as well on an energetic level. So it's clearing the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies. And this is the two-hour, this is usually a really, you know, intensive two-hour session with me by Skype or with me in London at my practice. Now, in London, you would be looking at the equivalent in the US is just under $800 to just under $1,600 for the session, depending on how intense the treatment needs to be. I'm offering this on Skype at the moment for $390, which is a huge, you know, discount.
That's a big discount. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For two reasons. I mean, I live 2 hours away from the clinic, so it does save me a lot of time, and I'm, you know, passing that saving on to my clients basically by giving, you know, 50% discount on, or 75% depending on what, you know, what's involved. So it is a treatment that can work on many different things. So far I haven't come across anything that I can't use it to help people with. I can help people move forward with relationships, clear old connections to with past lives with people, breaking our vows and oaths that are binding them to people, and all sorts of problems. And non-specific pain in the body is another very common thing that this is very good to remove as well, crystal key healing. So recently I developed some new MP3 programs so that people can self-help without actually having to come and do these treatments. And at the moment I've got them on offer. There are 5 sets, and basically the one set for weight loss, there's a set for spiritual development, a set for more money, a set for abundance, and a set for finding the perfect partner. There are 5 MP3s in each set, and each MP3 is about half an hour long. The first one takes you on a journey to remove your emotional blocks related to, you know, let's say spiritual development for the sake of it. So your emotional blocks and where you're storing them in your internal organs. So it's guided by me through your body into your mind to release these. Then the diamond energy is brought through you. We cut ties with the old you and bring in the new you. That's the silver program. The gold program then takes you into release your limiting beliefs and false beliefs from your subconscious mind. and there's more healing. And then the Platinum program takes you into remove negative behavioral patterns, and that also takes out hidden beliefs that are stored in the mind that we're not aware of, and it upgrades your resonances. This is another thing. Resonances are inherited patterns of being based on experiences. So you can take the poverty consciousness out of somebody's mind, but if their vibrational frequency is still resonating in debt, they're going to stay in debt. So the crystal key flame transmutes and changes the frequencies of the resonances in your body as well. And then the diamond one, this removes imprints. And these are inherited patterns from our parents. And it also takes you into the room in your mind that represents the programs that actually run your matrix, your reality field, to alter those after you've, you know, taken all of these other things out. We're like, right, okay, we'll stop that program. We'll start a new program afresh without all of this baggage. And then the bonus one, the pearl one, that takes you into the program room, but it also takes you into 7 generations of your ancestors. So this is, we inherit 7 generations of our ancestors' belief systems in our DNA and in our cells. So this one works to clear those. There are 2 bonus discs. One of them is a source energy boost. So you can use that in the morning or at lunchtime if you're feeling a bit tired and you need a quick 10-minute boost. And then the final one is the Crystal Key Throne of Manifestation. This is a throne meditation that you've taken into a crystal key throne. You're connected to source and to the center of the planet, and you're given the opportunity to manifest your desires. Very powerful meditation, which is actually available on its own on my website for $15, or thereabouts, $16, I think. And you also get a free copy of my first book, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior. These are on offer for $97 instead of $297. And I've kept the price low again. That's for the whole package. Because I want to, you know, as many people to be able to get hold of these as possible. That's round about £65 in UK terms, which isn't a lot of money for 27 MP3s and a book.
Now, every time you say the angel, the witch, and the warrior, I always think the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah, I do as well. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And as far as your system goes, I have a feeling that a lot of people who are listening, if they are blocked or if they are dealing with struggles and challenges, they will definitely benefit from at least using some of the less expensive systems that you have available for download and reading the books. Your work sounds like it's amazing. Can you talk a little bit about how this can change energetic patterns with children who have autism or ADHD or other learning issues? Because that's an issue that's near and dear to my heart. I know a lot of my guests have either, if they themselves don't, then they are connected to family members or friends who have children with learning issues.
Yeah, it's absolutely rife. My friend in the UK has got statistics on the prisoners. And the statistics say that 87.5% of prisoners have got ADHD or ADD, which is phenomenal. And it's a subject very close to my heart as well, Claudia. So, yes, it can help, but there are other avenues to go down with this. In my book, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior, I give insight into Dr. Daniel Armand's work. And there are 6 types of ADD and ADHD,
yeah.
And they can be treated with herbs.
Right.
They don't need to take Ritalin and Dexedrine and Adderall and chemical drugs. There are other herbs like L-tyrosine, D-L-phenylalanine, and
mm-hmm.
HTPA. I think the other ones I can't remember offhand now.
Mm-hmm. I've read Dr. Alcommon's work. He's fabulous, and you're right.
Yeah.
There is a lot of research that's being done, and I would imagine that if you couple that kind of research with dietary changes and supplementation, the correct kinds, based on the type of ADHD that you fall within, added to your work, it probably ends up yielding phenomenal results.
Absolutely, absolutely. The other thing I do is balance people's brains. So I give a treatment where I pass energy through the brain to integrate the 2 halves of the brain to function as one unit, which is what it did when we were in Atlantis. The brain wasn't split in 2 then. So that's really powerful, and it increases intellect, focus, concentration, creativity, and all sorts of things when the brain is working as one unit. It's phenomenal, the changes there. So this can help children with ADD as well. And I've actually done this kind of work on a friend of mine who's got a daughter that was diagnosed with Dandy-Walker syndrome, which she's 8 years old and she had the brain function of an 18-month-old baby because the back half of the brain didn't grow. So she's only got half a brain there physically. But I did work on her and focused on joining the two halves of her brain together with energy work, working to stimulate the amygdala at the front of the brain, which is the part that functions on personality. And already we've got her up to about 3 years old.
Wow.
Spirit tells me that we can't cure her, obviously, but with regular work over the next couple of years, we'll be able to get her mental age up to about 5 or 6, which is, you know, when you're looking at when she's 30, having the mentality of a 5 or 6-year-old is workable. Having the mentality of a 1.5, 2-year-old is going to be very difficult for her as an adult.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
So, yeah, there are lots of things. I've recently been asked to get involved with doing pilot study on post-traumatic stress disorder in Vietnam vets, and I'd like to do a pilot study on prisoners as well, arsonists, you know, because everything that's in there, programming them to do these things, can be changed, everything. Mm-hmm. I believe it can be changed, but I need, you know, I'm hoping to attract funding, guys. So if there's anybody out there, you know, these things do cost to do. You can't just do everything for free. I have bills to pay as well.
Definitely. If there is anybody who is listening who's connected to foundations or resources or benefactors who have some interest in helping to create a stable change as well as a positive impact in the world, please let Janine know. Email her and contact her and just make sure that she has the knowledge and the contact information of whoever these individuals are. It's really important. Philanthropy is something that it's underutilized, and there's a great deal of grants that I know in America go underused, especially through the federal government. But in the UK, I would imagine there's also a great deal of resources that probably go underused too. I would just imagine that if it's present here in the US, probably also prevalent and present in the UK as well. I would just like to ask you, sir, for some final thoughts before we finish up with the show.
Okay, well, what I'd like to share with people is to think about just lately a lot of people have been talking about the dark and light and dark, and I'd like people to think about the dark and stop using the word and start using the word less light, because at the end of the day, the dark is part of us, we're part of it, we're all one, and we've been segregated for far too long, and they're just as frightened of us as we are of them. And the more of us that change our attitude towards it, and start to think in the terms of less light, the quicker and further the planet's going to move as a whole, and mankind is as a whole. So that's what I thought I'd like to leave people with. And if they'd like to help the planet from, you know, for free, for doing something very simple, ask God to bless the rain every time you see rain. That way everybody gets blessed with holy water. So do the plants, the trees, the animals, and everybody who gets wet.
That's a very, very wonderful, very good idea. Bless the rain. Yeah. And the simple blessing over food, too, so that it nourishes us really, really well. It shifts the vibrational frequencies, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And all I can say is that you are doing some absolutely remarkable work. I hope that you can come back at some point soon and update us. And if you ever choose to come stateside to do workshops, please keep us informed so that we can let people who are listening to the program know. And I want to thank you from Amanda and Dow and me. Thank you so much for coming on to Namaste Nutrition. If you'd like to give everybody your contact information one last time, I would really appreciate it, and I'm sure my listeners would too.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for having me, Claudia and Amanda. My contact details are crystalki.com, that's crystalki.com. And you can find my programs in the shop on the website there. You get a free MP3 to release poverty consciousness just by putting your name on my mailing list. I've also got a blog, so anybody who wants to tune in and read my articles, please go to the blog. It's the little orange box in the bottom right corner of my website. Okay, thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you so much for coming on. This is Claudia Cleary. The show is Namaste Nutrition, and we will be here at 1 p.m. Central.
to complain about.